Good morning, a Friday morning. And we're with Melissa Mangini. She is the editor of the Albany Business Review, joins us on Fridays. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
I think one of the major areas that got hit the hardest by COVID-19 are restaurants. Dining in, shut down for a long time, and many have tried to make that up with takeout and delivery. But you have a story today about the restaurants that are suffering over the summer, especially in Saratoga, which is usually a summer hotspot.
That's right. This week, the Saratoga Racecourse finished up its meet pretty quietly. You know, with no fans allowed at the track this year and fears over the COVID-19 pandemic, we checked in with some restaurant owners in Saratoga to see how they fared in the summer like no other. Beth Alexander, the co-owner of Hattie's, said her challenge this summer wasn't about the limited seating capacity, but a lack of people to fill the seats. The restaurant expanded its outdoor seating, but Alexander says that the business was still down 50% compared to last summer. Hattie's has been able to sustain itself, but it remains a big question what will happen this winter. Restaurants in Saratoga typically hoard their cash from the busy summer months to survive the slower ones ahead, but that extra income just isn't there this year. In a recent survey by the New York State Restaurant Association, 63% of restaurant owners across the state said they are likely to close by the end of the year, half of them as early as November. Hattie's has a counter service location in Wilton, which has done better due to the takeout model, but it hasn't been enough to make up the gap from the restaurant in downtown Saratoga. Nancy Bambera of DZ Restaurants, which operates Chianti, Forno Bistro, and Boca Bistro, echoed the same experience of Alexander. She said business is down about 50%, and their big focus heading into the fall will be showing the public that indoor dining is safe. A recent Siena College Research Institute poll, however, found that the majority of respondents are still uncomfortable dining indoors or having a drink at a bar. A restaurant that has managed to have a successful summer is 15 Church. The restaurant opened its patio for lunch and allowed groups to reserve tables to watch the horse racing on TV. Owner Tom Burke said business has been pretty close to normal through the summer, and he's optimistic about the fall because the restaurant has a patio with a retractable roof and infrared heaters that can extend the season. We also spoke with Angela Mazzone of Mazzone Hospitality. Saratoga National became a spot for racing fans to watch the races, selling out almost every single day of the meet. The banquet business, though, was a different story. This season, sales were off about 95%. Mazzone says that there was about $4.5 million in business that they were just unable to do, calling it the craziest time of his whole career. And the company has lost approximately $15 million so far this year due to postponed or canceled weddings. Mazzone says bouncing back from this will be like starting a whole new company. It would mean recreating more than 750 jobs, hiring the right people, and then training them all again.
Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review. She joins us on Fridays. For more, you can check out albanybusinessreview.com. Melissa, thanks for joining us. We'll catch up with you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.